With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Speaker Mike Johnson unveils a proposal for passing wartime aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. The Republican speaker met with fellow GOP lawmakers Monday evening to lay out strategy to get House approval for the funding package. President Biden kicks off a three-day swing to Pennsylvania this week.
The president's travel will be a mix of official and campaign events with stops in Scranton, Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia. This week's trip underscores the importance of a swing state like Pennsylvania in November's election. Last weekend, Donald Trump campaigned there, holding a rally on Saturday night.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, also at SRNnews.com. Questions have arisen over the location of the Paris Olympics opening ceremony this summer. Correspondent Charles Deledesma has more.
French President Emmanuel Macron has suggested that the July 26 opening ceremony for the Paris Olympics planned on the River Seine could be shifted instead to the Stade de France if the security threat is deemed too high. Speaking to French media BFM TV and RMC, Macron says France's law enforcement forces will be mobilized at an exceptional level for the open-air event. But he added, there are plan Bs and Cs. Organizers could consider options including reducing the itinerary of the parade on the Seine, or even to move it to the Stade de France for a more conventional opening event. I'm Charles Deledesma.
O.J. Simpson's estate says it doesn't plan on paying his civil trial judgment from 1997. Although Simpson was acquitted of the murders of his ex-wife Nicole and her friend Ron Goldman, a civil court found him liable for the deaths and ordered him to pay $33 million to the victims' families. He got out of it while he was alive. Now his legal team says they don't plan on paying the rest. His lawyer said he plans to do everything he can to ensure the Goldmans get nothing. This is SRN News. Americans are split on values.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center illustrates vividly the divide in this country. It reveals that 50% of adults say liberals are trying to drive religious values out of government and the schools, while 48% believe that conservatives have gone too far in trying to push their religious values on government and the schools. As you might imagine, Christians are more likely to fear the liberal efforts and non-believers more likely to fear conservatives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals court is considering whether to reinstate Arkansas's first-in-the-nation ban on sex change operations for minors. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis is debating a lower court judge's ruling that overturned the law. The 2021 measure would prohibit doctors from providing hormone treatment, puberty blockers, or surgery to anyone under the age of 18. This is SRN News. An election this month in Pittsburgh is emerging as an early test of whether Israel's war with Hamas poses political threats to leftist Democrats in Congress who have criticized the war.
First-term Representative Summer Lee is facing a primary challenge from Bhavini Patel, a municipal councilwoman. Lee has accused Israel of committing war crimes, called for a ceasefire, and demanded an end to U.S. military aid to Israel. That's veered from the stand taken by President Biden and most Democrats when it comes to the war. If Lee is defeated in the April 23rd contest, she'd be the first Democrat incumbent to lose a primary this year. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Tesla's planning to lay off about a tenth of its workforce as it tries to cut costs. CEO Elon Musk detailed the plans in a memo sent to employees. The layoffs could affect about 14,000 in Texas. More details at SRNnews.com.